Welcome to The Shoreline, brought to you by Shores and Islands Ohio, the Midwest's hottest vacation destination. I am your host, Jill Bauer, and I am the Public Relations Manager here at Shores and Islands Ohio. Joining me once again today is our co-host, Dayton Barnett, our Social Media Manager. Dayton and I are here every week to give you the inside scoop on everything happening in our island and coastal communities and the events and attractions that we think you'll want to know more about and visit. Hey, Dayton, what's going on today?
Hi. Everything is going on. I mean, we're getting right into summer, so everything. I'm drowning in just fun.
Darn. What a rough life.
I know, right?
You guys, Dayton has the most fun job. He is always out and about, grabbing content, getting photos, getting videos of all of the fun things happening all up and down the coastline, out on the islands. And, you know, if you're not already, be sure you're following along and engage with Dayton. We're in the social sphere. You can find all of those links on our website, shoresandislands.com. And today we get to talk about a fun spring and summer and even into the fall activity. We're talking all about fishing. Dayton, late last summer, I think, you went on a charter boat. Am I right?
I did. I did, I think, two charter experiences last
summer. You did? What was that like?
Interesting. It was interesting. I have never been fishing before, so that was like my first experience.
Out on Lake Erie, both times?
Yeah, both of them. I think the first one was for Fish Ohio Day. Second one was for, I think, just a charter experience for like video or something.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, you know, that first one, it got me a little bit. It got me a little bit. The waves was hitting a little bit. I got the first hour, I was good. That second hour, I was like, am I feeling it? That third hour, I was like, all right, it's time to go.
Let's head to shore.
But it was fun. It was interesting. And it was interesting to see like how big it is. Cause I've never been fishing before. So it was interesting to see how big this is, especially just here specifically, like how big it is here, how many people were out there on the lake. So it was fun. Both times were fun. I have my limits on how long I can be out there.
Now, the second time you went, I think that was, you know, one of those, like, I think they call them head boats, where just anybody can walk on a charter. So a little bit bigger. Was that still a long experience? Like, how many hours were you out for that one?
I think for that one, we were out there for about maybe 3 hours. Well, yeah, anybody can go on. I thought that was actually a pretty cool experience. And I thought that was a really cool, like, thing that's offered in the region. Like you can go, you don't have to have anything. Like I didn't have anything. I just went, and you can rent stuff there. We went, with Tibbles Marina, and I went out there to work with them and to do some content. And, it was really fun. And the captains are great. It's all like, there's no like pressure. Like if you don't know what you're doing, they're literally there to show you everything.
That's amazing. You know, it's a highly recommend an activity. I'm not a big fan of being out on the water for a long time either. I can do short trips. Like, I prefer to be on a boat while it's moving from one place to another.
It was the wave sitting that got
it. But you know what? You don't have to go out on the lake to fish. There are plenty of spots that you can fish along the shoreline and from different piers and things as well. We see a lot of people, you know, just here we're in downtown Sandusky, and we see people over at Jackson Street Pier all the time fishing, over at Shoreline Park, out at Battery Park. You know, there's lots of places in the area that people can fish from. So today we have a very special guest to talk about fishing with us and fishing, you know, on Lake Erie specifically. Welcome to the podcast, Travis Hartman from our local Ohio Department of Natural Resources Division of Wildlife. He's also just down the street in downtown Sandusky here. Travis graduated from The Ohio State University with a BS in Fisheries Management in 1999 and a Master's in Natural Resources in 2001. He has worked for the ODNR Division of Wildlife in Sandusky since 2003, originally as a fisheries biologist responsible for harvest assessment on Lake Erie, and recently as the Lake Erie Fisheries Program Administrator since 2017. Travis is Ohio's representative on the Lake Erie Committee and Council of Lake Committees through the Great Lakes Fishery Commission and manages Ohio's two fisheries research stations on Lake Erie. Welcome to the program, Travis.
Thanks for having me, Jill.
Of course. Thanks for joining us. First of all, can you just tell us a little bit about your job? Like, what is the Lake Erie's Fishery Program Administrator? What do you do exactly?
I'm really fortunate. I get to work with a lot of people and great staff. So first and foremost, I manage our two research stations on Lake Erie for the Division of Wildlife. And we do a lot of great assessment work, and the staff get to spend a lot of time on the water sampling fish and interviewing anglers and doing lots of cool stuff on this incredible fishery. And then I get to kind of be the middleman between them and the Lake Erie Committee and our administration. And, you know, we really work on an annual cycle. Every day is different, but every year is similar. We do a lot of work to assess the fishery. Then we work with those data and summarize those data in annual reports. And ultimately, we use it all to set safe harvest limits and like daily limits for anglers. So it's really interesting to get to be in every part of the process, from, you know, seeing the data collection and previously having done that job to now working with the data and working with the different committees that I'm involved in to set safe harvest levels.
So even though you're working with the data, you still get to get out on the water quite often, I would assume?
Well, you know, I don't think staff really want me on the boat all the time anymore, so that's a hurdle. I get out occasionally. I do like to fish myself. So, I took this job in this location because of a desire to work on Lake Erie, and I make sure to stay connected to it as well as I can.
So, trying to kind of get into it, straight into it. Typically, spring is when a lot of fishermen start coming out to the area. One of the reasons we wanted to talk to you today specifically is a press release that we saw from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, and it claims that Lake Erie has had a historic run of excellent fishing. Do you want to talk about that a little bit in a nutshell of why Lake Erie? Why our area specifically, and why is it like a top fishing destination, which is amazing?
Yeah, we're extremely fortunate, right? We have the shallowest, warmest, most productive of the Great Lakes, and it produces a lot of fish. And specific to Lake Erie recently, we've been getting some really good hatches of walleye. Of course, we're the walleye capital of the world. That name kind of was tagged on Lake Erie in the 1980s, and I'd argue we've maintained it well, and especially right now where, you know, we're not stocking walleye, we're not stocking perch or smallmouth bass. They're all naturally produced through annual hatches each spring. And, you know, with that, there's a lot of variability. Sometimes we get hatches, sometimes we don't. You know, populations vary over time. But right now, we have a lot of walleye. And our angler catch rates, you know, how many fish per hour our walleye anglers are catching, is as high as it's ever been. So we're truly in a great time on the walleye capital of the world.
Oh, wow. So we were lucky enough to have you come and visit our Welcome Center last year and kind of educate our staff, our team, a little bit about fishing. Remember, one of the things that you taught us about was about limits. Every species of fish has its own kind of catch limit, both for commercial fishing and also for general leisure fishing. Why do we have limits, and how are those determined? Is that part of what you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have general statewide fishing regulations. So if you're going to go to a reservoir or a stream in Ohio, you can look at our regulations brochure and see what the daily limit is, the amount you're allowed to keep or the minimum size that you're allowed to keep. And those don't change a lot. Generally, our statewide regulations are pretty static. But up here on Lake Erie, especially for walleye and yellow perch, there's a potential that it changes, you know, that we get more hatches and get a larger population and we can allow more harvest, or the reverse, we don't get as many hatches and maybe the population's lower and we want to allow less harvest. So each year, all the work we do goes into setting those daily limits, and that's so we can provide, you know, sustainable fishing opportunities. We can let you choose what you want to harvest within a daily limit, and we know we can continue to provide that every year because we're adjusting as the population sizes change.
I think that regulation is definitely awesome, and I experienced that when I was out there. I didn't know that was a thing that we all had a certain amount that we could pull. I mean, I pulled like three, so it didn't matter. But it didn't matter at that point. But everybody else like had numbers, so we were kind of like, you know, you add them up. But I thought that was interesting. Let's talk about the different fish species. Obviously, we talk about a lot the walleye, and we are known in the Shores and Islands region as the walleye capital of the world as well. Why would you say we've earned that nickname?
There's a handful of ways that you could kind of judge that, or you know, determine who might be the capital. And when you look at our population size, so there's not another freshwater system in the world that has this many walleye. Our population estimates say that we have over 70 million walleye predicted for the 2024 season. And while we don't have population estimates for every system in the world that has walleye, I can comfortably say that nowhere else has 70 million walleye. But if you want to look at the results of that, or you know, how it manifests itself in our catch rates, we by far have some of the most consistent, highest catch rates or angler success rates for any walleye fishery in the world. So I think we kind of check every box. We have the most fish. We have the best catch rates for a year-long fishery that isn't just seasonal or regional. It's most of the lake, most of the year. So we check a lot of those boxes.
And is there a year limit for walleye?
So, you know, every state's different how they handle that. In some states, you can only personally keep a certain amount. So you can only possess, we'll say, like 3 or 4 days limits. As an angler in Ohio, we only have a daily limit. So you can keep 6 walleye per day, and you can do it every day. At the higher level, at the Lake Erie Committee, we set a number of fish, a total allowable catch that we feel can be harvested lake-wide. And that's just under 13 million fish right now. And then we break that into each agency's jurisdiction. So as an agency, we still maintain our management jurisdiction, but we're managing to stay within that allotment we have of the lake-wide allowable catch.
Is there a length on those as well?
Yeah, in Ohio, it's a 15-inch minimum size limit, and that's basically ensuring that they'll be in the lake at least 2 years before they're large enough to be harvested. It lets them join the adult population, and you know, at that point they're legal to harvest, but at least gives them that 2-year buffer to get to the adult population before they're harvested.
Okay. So another popular catch here are yellow perch. It's especially tasty and it's prevalent at a lot of local restaurants. What is the outlook for perch this year?
Yeah, they're probably our favorite food fish, right? Walleye tastes great. They're a mild fish, really nice white meat, but man, perch are the favorite. Everyone likes to eat perch. And what's interesting about perch on Lake Erie is, you know, Lake Erie has 3 separate basins geographically, and the conditions are different in each of those basins. So we actually manage perch regionally within management zones. Right now, here in the Shores and Islands area in the West Basin, we have a large perch population. The catch rates are really good. The perch fishing is as good as it's been in the last decade. So, you know, if you like perch, if you like having a nice perch sandwich after catching a few, it's the time to come to the Western Basin and catch them over here where fishing is good. In the Central Basin, we don't have as many. The populations are down a little bit. Where fishing was really good 10 to 15 years ago, it's not as good right now. So with perch, you kind of have to be mobile and go where they're abundant and go where fishing is good. And right now, it's here in the Shores and Islands.
Now, do they move throughout the season? Aren't there different, you know, different places that are better to catch in the spring versus the fall?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of dependent on their behavior. You know, spring, this time of year, both walleye are spawning right now, and perch are kind of moving to stage to spawn a little later. So when you think about where you're going to fish, you want to go to areas right now where walleye spawn, like the Maumee River, the Sandusky River, out on around the reefs or the islands in the main lake area. And that changes seasonally. So after they're done spawning, then the walleye move to deeper, colder water and kind of head east, and they'll go as far as New York. Our eastern Ohio fishing is really good in the summer. But perch are more local. They kind of move around in groups within the basin that they were hatched in. And we have some neat tagging data that we're learning more and more about movements. But, you know, when you think about walleye, think about lake-wide movements and big seasonal changes, where with perch, they're kind of moving within their home basin.
And there are 2 different kind of perch. We pretty much only talk about yellow perch, but there's also white perch. What is the difference between the two? Is it just in size and flavor?
There are a lot of differences. So yellow perch are in the perch family. Perch and walleye are in the same family. They're native species to Lake Erie. Where white perch are actually in the same family as white bass. but white perch aren't native to Lake Erie. When the Welland Canal was dug to improve shipping, it kind of connected Lake Ontario with Lake Erie, as it, with the Welland Canal being the way to get around the falls that blocked movement. And white perch migrated into Lake Erie, so they weren't here originally. They're not native. Now they're very abundant. And a lot of times when you're fishing for walleye or yellow perch, you'll catch white perch and think of them as being very similar to white bass. They're a close relative to white bass.
Yeah, my husband does a lot of fishing, and he actually likes the white perch. His buddies are always telling him to throw them back, but he likes cooking them up just as well.
They're very good fresh. The problem with white perch, and it's the same with white bass, if you fillet them and want to save them, like freeze them for later in the year, they just don't freeze and thaw very well. So I like white perch too. If you eat them fresh, they're really good, but don't try to freeze them and save them for later.
That makes sense. So for right now, for 2024, what is the current catch limit and length for yellow perch?
For anyone that's familiar with our regulations, they didn't change at all from last year, so it should be very familiar. But we have a 6 daily limit for walleye. You can catch 6 each day with a 15-inch minimum size limit. For yellow perch, there isn't a size limit. You can keep whatever size you desire or you feel appropriate. But we actually have zones out on the lake that determine what your limit is. So if you're here in the Shores and Islands area, if you're west of Huron, it's a 30 daily limit. That hasn't changed. Our lowest population is between Huron and Fairport Harbor. It's our western waters of the Central Basin. And in that zone, you're only allowed 10 fish per day because of the lower population. And then if you get east of Fairport, the population's a little better, and it's 30 daily limit in the east, just like it is in the west. And you can find all this information on our website. We have a nice map of those perch zones. Actually, even have a file of waypoints you can download if you want to have those zone boundaries drawn out right on your own GPS while you're out there fishing. So we have a lot of resources to help determine where you are and what your limit is.
Oh, that's handy.
Finally, we've got smallmouth and largemouth bass. They're also very popular catches out here. What's the outlook for bass this year?
It's really good. And it's like you mentioned, both smallmouth and largemouth. It's a two different species fishery. If you fished Lake Erie in the 1990s, you probably only fished for smallmouth if you were a bass fisherman. And, you know, they tend to be offshore around reefs or around the islands, and they're a really hard-fighting fish, and they jump a lot, and they're a lot of fun to catch. Right now, their population is stable. We just had one of the higher catch rates last year that we've had in a long time, so there's a lot of great smallmouth fishing to look forward to. But if you're a nearshore fisherman, like you mentioned, some of the areas around Sandusky that are good shore fishing areas, if you fish the shoreline or fish from piers, we actually have a lot of largemouth bass right now. And last year for our 2023 fishing season, our catch rate was over one fish per hour for both smallmouth and largemouth. And I don't know that we've ever had that before. That might be the first year that both species were more than one per hour. So if you like largemouth bass and like casting and getting hard hits and having hard fighting fish, there are a lot of bass fishing opportunities that are a lot of fun on Lake Erie.
Honestly, yeah, I could see how that could be, you know, a lot of fun. It's exciting. You know, you're pulling it up. That would be a fun experience. I might have to try that one time. Are there any other fish varieties that are in the Lake Erie?
You know, the one that we didn't talk about that a lot of people fish for are steelhead trout. And that's the only example on Lake Erie of a stocked fish, a fishery that we provide by stocking fish that go out into the lake and then grow and mature. Every April, we stock steelhead trout into most of our eastern tributaries from Vermilion to Conneaut. They leave the rivers, they go out into the lake for a few years, then every fall through spring, they come back into the streams during the winter. And it's a lot of fun. They really fight hard. When you hook them, they run really fast, and they tend to jump and do somersaults and stuff like that. So there are a lot of people that come here to fish for steelhead trout, and a lot of times it's in the rivers where you can wade and catch them. So it's a really unique opportunity.
And are those the fish that are at the fish hatchery in Castalia?
Yeah, Castalia is our only steelhead facility. It's where we grow all 450,000 that we stock every year. And they get eggs from Wisconsin and Michigan, and they hatch them out at the hatchery. They grow them out in the raceways, and then every April they stock out a new batch of 450,000 to return in a few years and be caught.
I have been down to the State Fish Hatchery, and actually, for the listeners, stay tuned, because we are getting a underwater webcam at the State Fish Hatchery, so you'll actually be able to watch those little fish running and, or swimming through their runs. That'll be a really cool experience for people, and I know that I have seen that's a whole different kind of fishing, like fly fishing in the streams and the rivers and the creeks that, you know, lead into Lake Erie. Do they generally make it into the lake as well?
Yeah, when we stock them, they're around 9 inches in April, 7, 8, 9 inches. We stock them into the streams, and they leave pretty quick. They don't stay in the streams they're stocked in. They go out to the lake. They use the lake habitat to grow and mature and get bigger. And once they're adults, they start coming back to the streams. In the summer, you can catch them out on the lake when you're trolling for walleye. You'll incidentally catch steelhead occasionally. But in the fall, winter, and spring, they're very accessible in harbors, in rivers, near shore areas. And you can catch them in kayaks. You can wade and catch them from the shore. There's a lot of different ways to catch them.
A lot of different ways to fish in the region, for sure. If just asking you as our local expert, if somebody was going to visit the area for the first time and wanted to fish in Lake Erie, where would you recommend they go, or how do you recommend they get started? I assume there's rules and regulations.
Sure. And I think the most interesting thing about Lake Erie is every season's different depending where you are. So to me, it kind of comes down to, are you coming to Lake Erie to fish for something specific? Like, do you want to fish for walleye for the first time? Do you want to catch a trophy walleye that's bigger than where you're coming from? And if that's the case, you know, definitely contact local experts, talk to bait stores. If you're going to take a charter, talk to charter captains, and they'll kind of help guide you when you want to be where. Because if you're coming here to do something specific, you want to make sure you go to the right area and do it at the right time. The other thing is, if you're coming to the shores and islands, you know, maybe you have a family vacation scheduled and you're coming here at a specific time, that's when you talk to local bait stores and say, what's good right now? You know, I'm here. I want to fish a little bit while I'm here for this vacation. What can I catch? And regardless of what month or season you're here, something is good near where you are. So it's just a matter of determining, are you coming for a specific fishing trip that you want to plan based on the fish? Or are you going to react to the fishing when you're here because you were here for other reasons?
Great advice.
Yeah, that is really good. I found that fairly quickly last year when I had to go to Fish Ohio, that I needed, you know, the license for it to be out there. And it was pretty quick too. Like I'm pretty sure I got sent like the information like 2 days before maybe. So it didn't take too much work. Any of knowledgeable help around me.
And I could have mentioned that, you know, we actually have a Hunt Fish Ohio app. If you have a smartphone, you can download our Ohio Hunt Fish Ohio app. And it's so easy to buy the license. You just, you know, set up a real basic account and then you log in and it shows you your options for licenses. So if you're coming in from out of town, you can get a 1 day license or a 3 day license. Or if you're a resident, you're going to fish often, you can get an annual license that's, you know, more than just that 1 day or 3 days. So there are license options that fit what you need, and it's really easy to buy it on the app compared to in the past, maybe trying to log on to the website through a smartphone that wasn't as user-friendly.
Yeah, and it was, and like the pricing-wise, like, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I think I got one just for a short amount of time because I knew I was only going to be out there for a short amount of time, but it was pretty cheap too, so it worked out great. So that's a lot of information, a lot of good information. Where can people go to find all of this information?
So if you go to ohiodnr.com, you can access the most information. If you go to the DNR webpage, then you can select the Division of Wildlife. So all fish management goes on through the Division of Wildlife, and you can click on our page from the DNR page. And once you get into the Division of Wildlife page, there are a lot of fishing resources. So that's the most information. If you want to talk to a person, certainly we have district offices. Like there's a district office in Finley and over in Akron that cover the Lake Erie region of the state. So you can call someone and maybe get some more personal information if you need it. But I'd start with our website. We have a lot of resources there, and that might bring up some questions that you didn't have, and then you can contact us to figure out what all you need.
That's great. Thank you, Travis, for sharing. Is there anything else that you want to make sure that we cover or anything that you wanted to add today?
I would say just in general, it's a great time to fish Lake Erie. depending on what you enjoy about fishing, there are a lot of different opportunities from near shore, shoreline, harbor fishing that can be a lot of fun for panfish and for bass. If you have your own boat or want to take a charter going offshore and, you know, looking for walleye, perch, smallmouth, steelhead, there are a lot of different opportunities depending on what you enjoy, and there's never been a better time to fish Lake Erie. We're very fortunate right now, and I'd suggest anyone that's interested come take advantage of it now.
Yeah, I mean, you've just confirmed what we know. This is the place to be. This is the best place to visit, and especially for fishing right now. According to that press release that we referenced at the beginning of our interview, in 2022, anglers generated $5.5 billion in economic spending in Ohio, and about 1.7 million Ohioans participate in fishing annually. So come and see us. Come be a part of it. It's easy to get started. It's a really fun activity. We've got a lot of information that we got from ODNR on our website as well at shoresandislands.com. You can go to our fishing page, which is under things to do, and then the sub tab on the water will give you all of the fishing license information and direct links to ODNR's website that Travis talked about. So thank you, Travis, for joining us today. Really appreciated your expertise, and thank you to all of you listeners for following along. If you enjoyed our podcast, please be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so that you don't miss a minute of the action here in Shores and Islands, Ohio. You can also find more information, including past episodes of the podcast, online at shoresandislands.com. So we'll see you next time, Dayton and I, possibly out on the water. Never know. But we'll definitely see you here on the shoreline.